Welcome, everybody. It is great to see you all virtually this afternoon. My name is Evan Curtis. I am the governor's representative on this board and the chair. This is the Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund board meeting. We're calling it to order today at 1:06 on March 12, 2026. We're all virtual. So let's go ahead and kick it off with a round of introductions. From the board, we'll start with Councilman Duncan.
Okay, Emmett Duncan, Uncompahgre party representative for Ute Indian Tribe.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. And Councilwoman Cespuch.
Councilwoman Purcell Cespuch for the White River Band for the Ute Indian Tribe Business Committee.
Great. Thanks so much for being here. Has Commissioner Larson joined us yet?
I don't
No.
think so.
Okay. All right. We'll go to Commissioner Miles.
Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commissioner, representing Duchesne County.
All right. Thanks so much for being here. That rounds out our board. We'll next go to staff and other visitors. Paul Moberly, we'll start with you.
Hi, Paul Moberly, Program Manager, Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund.
And Paul Tonks.
Paul Tonks, Assistant Attorney General with counsel to the board.
And Hillary.
Hi, my name is Hillary Murray. I am the Revitalization Manager for the Ute Indian Tribe.
Thanks for being here. And Stephanie?
Yes, I'm Stephanie Johnson. I am part of Department of Workforce Services in the Finance Department.
All right, and then it looks like there are a couple of you on Trina Gardner's account.
Hi, yes, Jenny Bird and Trina Gardner. We are grant administrators for Uinta County.
All right, great. Well, thanks for being with us. And Michael.
Hi, Michael Mose, working with the Department of Workforce Services with Paul.
All right, and Jennifer Domenici.
Jennifer Domenici, Assistant Director, Housing and Community Development.
Thanks for being here. Sarah?
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm the contract analyst covering UBRF right now. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. All right. Lori Brummond.
Lori Brumman, Uinta Basin Association of Governments and Grant Administrator for Duchesne County.
All right. And Tricia Davis Winter.
Hi, Tricia Davis Winter. I'm the Director of Housing and Community Development.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. And is there anyone else I missed? The order on my screen kind of went out of whack at the end, so I hope I got everybody. If not, please let me know. All right, looks like we've got everyone. All right, moving on to agenda item number two is the approval of the minutes from October 23. Did anyone have any questions or updates needed for those minutes?
No questions.
All right, if not, then I would accept a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve minutes.
All right, we have a motion to approve the minutes from October 23rd from Councilman Duncan. Do I hear a second?
One second.
Fine. Second from Commissioner Miles. Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. And any opposed? All right, rule that passes. We'll move on to item number three, the fund report. Paul, are you going to take this or someone from your team?
I was going to pass that over to Stephanie.
All right, I figured you might. All right, Stephanie, go ahead.
Okay. So the what's on the agenda doesn't fully capture everything just because last board meeting there were some funds that moved around. So I will start with the total balance for the tribe and then break it down between the master and the non-master. Oh, there we go. So on for Duchesne County, the total balance available is 3,700,000. And then non-master included, the balance for that is 3.45 million. So if you want to scroll to the right a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
So what is failed in the, what I failed to include in the, in this report was just the difference where we moved, funds between we moved funds over to the master account of about $2.7 million. And so it's still the same balance. There was just last board meeting funds that moved from one place to the other. And the same is for Uinta County. The total available is roughly $4 million, with 3,072,848.16 in the new master. And then in the non-master, we have roughly $1 million available. The Ute Tribe has $1.4 million available, with 45,000 in the master and 1.4 in the non-master. And this, all of this report captures what was approved at the last meeting versus things that were transferred between to the master, also any approved projects or reverted contracts in that as well.
All right, great. Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. Are there any questions regarding these fund balances?
I have one, please. This is Laurie. Stephanie, could you tell me when we revert the money back that's unused from a contract, where does that show up at?
So I have a separate tracking sheet, but if you'll see on that column that says like the master canceled, expired, reverted, or the non-master, that's where you'll see where those show up at as a total.
Okay.
And so for the last board meeting, there was about $45,000 in the master that was reverted. And then in the non-master, that $7.25.
So with that, how often do you do that? Because the contract at Duchesne County didn't end until the end of December. So would you have moved it over during the first quarter or not? It doesn't show anything in your report.
So everything from the last board meeting is on this report. So anything that was approved and reverted from the last board meeting.
So when for the next meeting, then that would show up then. How often do you change that once the contract has expired?
Not until it has approval from the board. So I only do it at the board meetings as far as this report goes, just to ensure that it has the proper approvals before I do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. If not, we will move on to item 3B on the agenda, which is a contract report. Paul, do you want to walk us through that?
Oh, yeah. This is just an FYI to the board that I think this might be what Laurie was talking about, maybe. That 24DWS-0423, the home delivery meal trucks, that was completed. The project was completed and closed with a balance of $19,313.70 left on that be reverted.
Wonderful. So on time and under budget. Great. Any questions or comments on this item from members of the board?
I have just another quick question, and I'm probably jumping ahead of time, but when you go ahead and you approve the projects today and all of that moves forward, and I know it comes in under the master contract, which once again, Paul, thank you so much for making that happen. That is so much easier than what we have gone through. So thank you again. But when that happens, and I know then you have to send out the project letters and assign the project underneath the master contract. How soon after, I know you can incur the cost as of today's meeting, but how soon after that then would you be allowed to go ahead and ask for that reimbursement request? Would you say maybe 2 weeks, Paul, 3 weeks? What would be the time frame there to assign that project?
Well, that depends on how quick I am, or actually more Michael and I. Let's see. Michael, are we queued up already with these, or are we going to need a day?
I've started putting them into web grants, and I have most of the approval letters already completed, ready to distribute.
Okay.
So it'll be very quick then, Laurie.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Michael. I'm just making sure so that I don't leave Duchesne County hanging in a balance. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And then, Paul, sorry to put you on the spot here, but with your office changing with this past legislative session, is that going to change anything with your contracts? Do you know?
I don't know, probably, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about anything.
Remains to be seen. All right, we'll
We're working through it. I'll just say there's a lot of questions right now, and we're working through all of that.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll give you some time to breathe and figure it out, but good to know. And until then, we'll keep carrying on as we have been. But thanks so much for the good work that you and your team have been doing with these contracts. Really appreciate that.
If you would, please keep what Paul set up in your going over to Goyo, if you would, please, because it for incurring costs and then having to ask for the reimbursement, it makes it so much easier than what it is currently with your other programs.
Our
I know you're
goal.
going to leave some of those behind, but it's just sometimes very frustrating in contracts and getting them executed, and then you have to incur the costs and then wait to be reimbursed. And sometimes if you don't have a lot of a heavier cash flow, it really puts you in a bind.
Yeah, I hear you. Our goal is to have the least amount of disruption as possible. So
Great.
We are trying to carry on exactly how things are functioning. It'll hopefully you won't feel it as much as we're going to feel it.
I'm sure. But maybe here's a suggestion. Maybe because Paul's works so well, the rest of the departments that are coming with you, we could change it all to work that way. Possibly. That would be ideal for our other programs. Thank you. I'll shut up.
Well, I think we may demand that Paul has to go with the program if it's forced to move. So I don't know that I have that power.
That's also our goal.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Well, I would just like to note that all of these things need to be included in the minutes. So it is on the record. So thank you for those comments. Appreciate it. And again, sincerely, thank you to you and your team. You've been doing a fantastic job, and it shows in the comments that we're hearing from these stakeholders. So thanks so much for doing that. Speaking of contracts, item 3C, there are some contracts that are closing soon. Do you want to just walk us through that, Paul, and make sure that we know what the next steps need to be to keep those going if they need to be extended?
Yeah, just this is a heads up, and I know Hillary's aware of this. The Ute Tribe Tribal Elder Utility Bills Assistance grant contract is expiring in the end of June. So that's coming up here in a few months. This is a heads up that we can, maybe at the next meeting, we can take action on that.
All right.
Okay, I will make note of that and make sure to submit those for renewal.
Okay, awesome. Perfect.
Any questions on that one from anyone? All right. Well, next up then is a progress report. Kind of fun to see these projects that we approve and how they progress. And so we do have a progress report from our road department building in Duchesne County. Paul, do you want to cue this up quick? And then Commissioner Miles, if you have anything you'd like to add, that would be fantastic. But again, I hate to put you on the spot if you don't have anything either. So,
Sorry. This is, Lori was wonderful and submitted a monitoring report to us just like a little while ago. And so I thought it was so good. I wanted to put it in the meeting. As Chairman Curtis had asked previously, he liked updates on different projects. And so it was so good. So I thought if it's okay, to give a little more update on that, I'll pull up the pictures from the report.
Yes, please. Thank you.
So we've been waiting a long time to get the building on site, and as you can see, the building showed up. So the team with BHI has been working on the concrete. They were pouring just a couple of weeks ago. We got pictures of the forms. This is just before they poured those footings, and the stem walls have been poured now. And they've removed forms. This was a relocation of a building that we had at our existing facility. And this will give us additional space to store those things that we need to keep out of the weather. And that building is almost complete now. And there's a shot of the foundation looking back towards our neighbor's drilling rig. Those wells have all been drilled and they're completing them now. So things have changed quite a bit just in the few weeks since we took these pictures. But things are finally moving along. This is a storage building it's completely done now. There's a concrete floor in the closed off bays that we'll utilize to store other equipment to keep them out of the weather. So we'll have a great new space. It'll be wonderful to have it completed. And I think things will move a lot quicker now that we've got the foundation going in. So
Well, wonderful. Thanks so much for that update. Are there any questions from members of the board on that? All right. Well, if not, thank you again for providing that. I think it's really helpful to see how, the items that we're voting on and talking about, it's cool to see them getting complete. And to any member of the board, if there's ever a project you would like to highlight during one of our meetings, we would love to hear from you and love to see the progress that you're making. So yeah, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or Paul to get on an agenda in the future. All right, with that, let's move on to item number four. This is board business. We have our annual required trainings. Most of you know the drill, but we really appreciate Paul Tonks joining us today to walk us through some of our required trainings and make sure that we're doing everything according to state statute. So, Paul, I'll turn it over to you.
Great. And I'll say to Paul, stop sharing, then I'll start sharing. Again, there are too many Pauls of this meeting. Just saying.
One Paul is too many.
Yeah, what is it? Otherwise it's appalling. So, all right. Let's start with this share. And then let me go ahead and do this with slideshow from the beginning. Okay. Let's start with, Atma training. Can everyone see this? And they've given me 10 to 15 minutes, so I will go as fast as I can. This, if you need to go into some of the details on this, we can provide the PowerPoint. You can read through it a little bit quicker. But basically, what is Atma? Well, it is basically, it requires the public's business to be done in public. We just want the public to know what happens because we want to be a transparent government. And so a very important part of that is votes should be taken in public. You need to have notice, you need to have deliberation, things like that to make it a open public meeting. ATMA defines a public body as one that is created by the Utah Constitution, statute, rule, ordinance, or resolution, consists of two or more persons, expends, disperses, or is supported in whole and in part by tax revenue, and is vested with authority to make decisions. We qualify. A meeting is actually when you have a quorum present, and this also includes workshops or executive sessions, whether by electronic communications. Here, obviously, we're doing this electronically, but basically, is for the purpose of discussing, receiving comments from the public about, or acting upon a matter over which the public body or specific body has jurisdiction or advisory power. So, for example, if you're having a social gathering and you just happen to have a quorum, that is not a meeting because you're not actually doing something other than maybe eating burgers or apparently going to the taco stand is what I hear. Quorum means a simple majority of the membership, unless it's otherwise defined by law. What isn't a quorum? Well, it does not include a meeting of two elected officials by themselves when no action is taken. A couple of the bodies I have represented over the years have only had three people. And if the two of them run into each other, congratulations, they had a quorum. No, that it actually is specifically out of there. Notice and agenda, very important. The notice has to be at least 24 hours prior to. It needs to be posted on the Utah Public Notice website. Also posted the anchor location if you're having an anchor location, for example. The governmental body's official website is a good place to have that. The agenda needs to have, it's posted with notice, but has to be reasonably specific. Basically, an average person has to be able to know what is being discussed. So the notice requirements, in addition, if you have regular scheduled meetings for the year, you're supposed to set that up at the beginning of the year. I don't think we're very regularly scheduled. I think we just kind of say, here we go. So we're fine on this. Records of open meetings. Do you have to keep minutes and/or recordings? Yes, you have to have both. Even though there's an audio recording, the approved written minutes are the official record. You include both written minutes and the recordings as public records. Public body is supposed to implement their own policies for that. The written minutes, here are just some details, what has to be in there. I always find it interesting. Any other information in the record proceeding that any member wants to have in there, that could be part of it. But basically, public bodies for whom members are elected must record votes in a list format by category for each action taken by a member, including yes notes, no votes, absent members. And I would say for anything that's online, that's why I'm always saying, let's do a roll call vote just to make sure. Because it's, you have someone nod on the camera, it's kind of hard to know if they're actually saying yes or no. Public Notice website, one of my other clients is Archives. They're really good at taking care of this. Easy, simple. I think DWS, I think you guys take care of all the postings, but we have come a long way since I started the AG's office back in 2008 to make sure the notice is out there. Electronic meetings, obviously, we're having one right now. I would say COVID made a little few changes in Atma to make it a little bit easier so that we can go ahead and meet electronically and still be able to have that. Notice requirements still apply. Public still has to have a way to participate. It may be held without an anchor location if it presents a substantial risk to health. And you can see that's a COVID language there. I still love this one, electronic meeting transmissions. The Open Public Meetings Act does not restrict a member of a public body from transmitting an electronic message to another member of the public body at a time when the body is not convened in a meeting. Notice there is no prohibition against electronic transmissions during the meeting. Legislators would be in trouble if we did that. Emergency meetings, if you have something come up in unforeseeable circumstances, absolutely. Some of those requirements, like your 24-hour notice, you don't have to do. You'll try to do the best you can. Best notice practicable. Closed meetings is always a big one. There are, in Atma, there is a list of all the different reasons why you can have a closed meeting. Important parts of that, the quorum must be present. Motion to close the meeting must be made, naming the reason statutorily why it has to be closed. Two-thirds of the members, not a simple majority, have to approve the closed meeting. Recording is kept of the closed portion of the meeting, except for certain exceptions. And then you may keep detailed written minutes. Again, the idea is that if they are to be looked at later on by a court, we want to have some sort of record. Reasons the meeting may be closed. You can look through this a little bit later. One of the big ones is usually discuss character, professional competence, or physical and mental health of an individual. If you're discussing the sale of a property or purchase of the property, you don't want to say, oh, by the way, we have $500,000 to purchase this property. Let's offer them $400,000. You don't have to do that out in a public meeting for obvious reasons. What can't you do? You can't interview a person to fill an elected position. You cannot approve an ordinance, resolution, rule, regulation, contract, or appointment. Can't take final action. What happens if someone violates Atma? Well, a court can void any action. Sometimes violation can just be simply cured by, well, next meeting, let's re-vote on it and then put it out there. But if someone is challenging it, you might have to pay court costs and attorney fees. And there is also, if you're intentionally trying to violate Atma, well, there are some criminal violations, but you have an attorney that will make sure you never get into this trouble. Remedies enforcement, you can void the final action. It has to be done within 90 days. You can't all of a sudden 2 years later say, you know, that sale, that property that we had, I want to reverse it because they didn't open the meeting like they were supposed to. It has to be a sunset provision. Otherwise, you could basically hold everything up. But who can take action? It could be the attorney general, the county attorney, any party denied by right. Court can order the compliance and enjoin violation, and you can have attorney fees from that. Disruption of meetings. Well, you can remove someone if they're disrupting the meeting, according to Atma. Training, this is it. This is your training. Presiding officer, make sure that you get it on an annual basis. Common violations in Atma that we see, closing meetings without members of the public body voting first, connecting a closed meeting for reasons other than what's in Atma, taking official or final action in a closed meeting, failing to properly provide notice of the meeting, and taking action or voting on items not listed on the agenda. All bad no-nos. So my parting tips and helpful suggestions on this first half of this quick presentation. 24-hour notice, important. Be specific with your agenda items. No old business, new business just on the agenda. That doesn't help people know what's happening. Action taken on items discussed in closed meeting is not enough. You have to say why it is. Closed meetings only for the allowed statutory purposes, provide minutes in a timely manner. Try not to text during meetings. It just looks bad, especially if you're up on a stand like a city council and everyone sees it. Receive your training once a year. Here we are. Err on the side of transparency, and when in doubt, consult your legal counsel because they will not lead you astray. So that is Atma, and let us delve now into the wonderful world of grammar. And this is my short grammar presentation. Let's see. There you are. We're going to share this one. Let me know if you can see it again. Let's see. Can you see grammar 101? And this is the short presentation because all my jokes are taken out of here. So my longer presentation is much more funny. Although, yeah. Possession by me for the Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund Board, March 12th. Purpose of the presentation, explain generally what GRAMA is, what's a GRAMA request. why records sharing happens under GRAMA. So GRAMA stands for the Government Records Access Management Act, which is found in 63G2 of the Utah Code. Utah passed the Government Records Act in 1991, balanced the public's right to know with the public's right to privacy, promotes access and defines when privacy and or security issues outweigh the public's right to know. GRAMA governs how persons or entities get access to government records, how government records are managed, and that's it. Pretty simple. For example, the definition of a record is a book, letter, document, paper, map, plan, photograph, et cetera, is prepared, owned, received, or retained by a government entity where all the information is reproducible by photocopy or other mechanical means. A very important part of this that I have to kind of remind all entities, all records or created by the state government entity are the property of the state and shall not be mutilated, destroyed, or otherwise damaged, except as what's provided in GRAMA. And also along those lines, except for records which constitute valuable intellectual property, all records created by a political subdivision are also property of the state, because everything is state records and governed by GRAMA. So not only just state entities, but all local entities as well. So how are records characterized? Well, you have public records. And of course, the definition is everything that's not private control, protected, or restricted. Private records are basically records about individuals, contain private personal information, government identification numbers, medical information, personal information. Controlled records deal mostly with medical, psychiatric, or psychological records. Protected records, I have to update this because it's not 67 different types. The legislature's added on to this. It's probably in the 90s by now. But basically, is another set that the legislature thinks, nope, you can't get to these. And restricted records are basically access that's restricted by another statute, court rule, federal statute, or federal regulations. So how do you know what a record is classified? When in doubt, you can ask Division of Archives, Legal Counsel. Classification of records depends upon the type of record. And the classification should occur at the time the request is made. Requirements, when a GRAMA request comes in or a records request, person make the request, has to go to the government entity that retains the record. They can't exactly ask you for the records of Draper City because you don't hold the records. They should go to the right place. But you need to have the person's name, mailing address, email address. We actually kicked out a few from DFCM where they were making requests for the Charlie Kirk shooting. And they didn't have their name or address or things like that. And we said, sorry, you did not comply with GRAMA. You have to have that in there. But then also a description of the record that identifies the record with reasonable specificity. Record sharing is important because how do we get access to records through GRAMA? Well, you can make a GRAMA request by court subpoena, and then you can also do it by sharing records. And you think sharing sounds like fun. We're all good about that. But sometimes not sharing seems to be what happens, and even between government entities. So why should we share? Well, the important part is we are all part of the state of Utah, whether we're subdivisions or part of the state government. So we should be one big happy family and not like the family sometimes on Thanksgiving Day not getting along. Because according to 206 in GRAMA, a government entity may provide a record to another government entity. There are some where it's permissive, some that requires it. And please never make a GRAMA request to another government entity, because that is not what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to go under sharing. So it's not really rocket science. It should be pretty simple. This was quick and easy, but I think we can all kind of figure out that GRAMA basically governs how persons or entities get access to governmental records and how government records are managed. It's that simple. Questions?
All right, any questions?
How'd I do time-wise?
You were very expeditious. I really appreciated that. Thank you.
No problem.
Next time, we're going to have to schedule in more time for the jokes.
The jokes are pretty funny. Then you can see me in front of the Jungle Cruise in Disneyland when I was 21. So,
all right. Well,
I have a question.
Sure.
Councilwoman Sussex, on that, where we have the closed meeting, can that also be called an executive session that we could call it as we go into these closed meetings?
Yeah, some people just call closed meetings an executive session. So, uh-huh. It doesn't matter what you call it, but as long as you go into it the right way, you vote for it, and you go under the right reasons.
Okay, because some of this sounds like familiar with the Robert Rules of Order. And
it
then
might.
There
yeah.
It also says your old business, but taking that Robert rules of order training, and also in there they upgraded some of them, how you make motions and what's taking place. So the old business went out of the wording and it went to unfinished business. And so I was just looking at that, going, kind of reminded me some of the rules that are already set in place.
The goal always is just so that if someone looks at the agenda, if they can figure out what you're actually going to do, that's what we want to do. If they have to look up an old agenda to figure out what the old business is, you probably should add a couple things, but just explain it. That's pretty much good.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Any other questions?
I love it when I get questions. So I've got stories. Oh my, I've got stories.
All right.
Last time I was in the newspaper was over Otma, so I'm
Well, I don't hear any other questions, so you must have done a good job. But thank you again for doing that in
no
such
problem.
efficient manner. So appreciate that. And again, if there are ever are any questions about legal matters, we appreciate having you there, and we know how to contact you. So thanks so much. All right, with that, we will move on to the next item on our agenda, which is our project applications. And we will start off with Uinta County's. And I believe, Commissioner Larson, did I see that you had joined?
Yes, sir, you did. I had a little trouble getting to you here.
All right. Hey, well, we'll take you early or late, however we can get you. So thanks for joining. Just wanted to make sure we had you on the record as being here, and also to let you know if there's ever anything you want to add on any of your projects as we go through them. Feel free to do so, but we'll start off with this Uinta County project. And Paul, Moberly, can you walk us through this one?
Yeah, sure. So, excuse me. Uinta County is requesting $1 million to upgrade the north parking lot and entrance of the administrative building to incorporate for ADA improvements, including enhanced handicap parking, motion-activated double doors, a new wheelchair ramp at the entrance.
All right. And Commissioner Larson, anything else you'd want to add to that description?
Nope, that's pretty much 100% what it is.
All right. Well, any other questions from members of the board on this one? If not, I would be ready for a motion.
Motion to approve the Uinta County request as presented.
A motion from Commissioner Miles. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Think that Councilwoman Sespooch beat you to the punch. We'll go with her for the second. And any
That's no
discussion on that
problem.
motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Are there any opposed? All right. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and move to item 5B.
All right, 5B. I assume you want me to present. Just
Yes,
don't take life.
thank
No,
you.
okay. Don't want to take liberties. Okay, 5B from Duchesne County, requesting 30. Sorry, 34,400 as an addition to the contract or the project under the master 25 DWS 033403 for an additional vehicle for the Duchesne County Aging Services.
It's pretty straightforward. I don't know that I have anything to add. We just need a new vehicle to replace one that's outdated and we've used up. So,
All right, well, that makes sense. Any other questions from members of the board? If not, I would accept a motion.
I'll
I'll
make
make the
that
motion.
motion.
All right, I'm going to say that that was Councilman Duncan with the motion. And do I hear a second?
Larson will second
Larson will second. All right.
it.
Discussion to the motion? All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And any opposed? All right, rule that passes, and we'll move on to item 5C.
All right, 5C, also from Duchesne County. They are requesting 910,000 to purchase 13 lots in Duchesne County for affordable housing. It's a project with UBAG and the county to address affordable housing, the issues out there. So they've negotiated a price down to, I think, 70,000 a lot, and they're going to do this in coordination with their self-help program.
Wonderful. All right. Well, any questions or anything else you want to add, Commissioner Miles?
I would just add, and I appreciate the consideration. We as you all know, it's become increasingly harder to find ground, and to think that we would be paying this much for a bare lot, it just blows my mind. But because of the inability to find lots, we really need to acquire this property so that we can run our self-help housing program. And the idea is that we will make this a revolving fund. So these funds will come back after these projects are completed, and then we can roll those forward into another self-help housing program to be perpetual, to find places for low to moderate income individuals to live. So I think it's a very worthwhile program, and I just want to say thank you to Laurie and our UBAG staff. They have been amazing and keeping this program going, and we've got to find ways to help these individuals in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. A fantastic program. I appreciate that additional context. Any questions from members of the board? If not, I'm ready for a motion.
I'll make that motion.
All right. I'm going to say that was Councilwoman Cespuch again on the motion. And did I hear a second?
Yes.
That was
a second.
Parson. All right. All right. Discussion to the motion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And any opposed? All right, rule that passes. And we are on to 5D, also from Duchesne County.
Before you do that, Evan, say something, please?
Please do.
I want to truly thank Duchesne County and Uintah County. Yeah, I get emotional because we're really struggling with our housing programs, making it affordable with the cost of land and the construction. Of course, the USDA went through some recent changes and the loan limits have been decreased, making it almost impossible for us to bring affordable housing units in at that price. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate what the two counties have done. They've stepped up trying to help. In fact, you're going to see it again. With Uintah County, they've increased, that brings those lots. Unfortunately, for the first time ever, we've been operating this program since 1998, and those lots are going to be up to closer to $115,000 a lot, which, of course, your loan limits now are down to 343. It almost makes it impossible for it to be affordable. And yet, the way things are, if the two counties hadn't stepped up, I don't know what we will do. We're still hoping to turn some of it around as a revolving loan fund, but I can't thank them enough for their support and help and trying to move us all forward, and very appreciative. And also want to compliment the Ute Tribe and what they're doing with their housing programs too. I know it sounds crazy, but the little bit of extra support coming in from a different revenue source is probably what makes it a little bit more successful. So thank you to all for doing that.
Yes, and thank you. Thanks for adding that. Again, these projects really, really do make a difference, and it's so fantastic to hear that kind of commentary and see the good work that is happening. So, yes, thank you very much for adding that, and thanks to this group for what you're doing. All right. Paul, 5D.
Okay. 5D from Duchesne County, request for $403,200 to increase to construct a restroom facility there at the fairgrounds. This is going to increase restroom capacity inside the gated area of the Duchesne County Fairgrounds, especially to accommodate seniors, children, and disabled patrons. I'll just read this. The event, Duchesne County Centennial Event Center and Fairgrounds are experiencing a significant increase in year-round usage for rodeos, conferences, and community fairs. We've gone out there a number of times, you know, in our board. The objective of this project is to engineer and construct a modern, high-capacity restroom facility.
All right, wonderful. And that is such a great facility. So I appreciate the work that Duchesne County is doing to maintain and improve that facility. Any questions from the board or anything else that you'd like to add, Commissioner?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. That we're looking at expanding more seating in our fairgrounds just because for large events we don't have enough seating. We're maxed out at about 2,650 individuals. We'd like more seating. This is a step in that direction, and we need to have more seating for disabled individuals. We're working on that, but this is a step that direction. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Not hearing any other questions. I'm ready for a motion.
I'll
I'll
make
make the
a
motion.
motion to approve.
All right. I think I heard a motion from Councilwoman Cespuch again. And then Councilman Duncan, was that a second from you?
That's the second.
All right. Wonderful. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion to that motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. And any opposed? All right. Rule that passes unanimously. All right. And then we are on to another Uinta County project with the Lucky Acres Affordable Housing Development.
5E from Uinta County request for 500,000 additional funding to amend to their current project for the Lucky Acres Affordable Housing Development. It's due to increased costs, change orders, and but to continue that scope of work that was approved before.
All right, yeah, and again, another really fantastic project. Any questions on this one or anything else you'd like to add, Commissioner Larson?
Well, one of our biggest problems is once we got digging, we struck water of all things. Of course, it's dried up now, but we had to build some additional ways to dispose of the groundwater that was seeping in, which is what cost us a lot of money on that change order. But other than that, the program is going great.
I'm glad to hear it. All right. Any other questions? If not, I'm ready for a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion from Commissioner Miles. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I'll second
All right. I think Councilwoman Cespuch was quicker again this time. So we'll have her for the
That's
second.
all
Any discussion to the
right.
motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, hearing none, rule that passes unanimously. We are now to 5F with the Ute Tribe body camera acquisition. Go ahead, Paul.
5F is for a request from the Ute Tribe for $238,166 to procure and deploy body cameras for law enforcement and compliance personnel.
All right, makes sense. Any questions from anyone or anything else the committee, business committee members would like to add?
No
If
comment.
I'll accept a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the item as presented.
All right, motion from Commissioner Miles. Do I hear a second?
Larson will second.
All right. Any discussion to that motion?
I just think I think you know, with the increased liability for us as agencies, I think this is a wonderful thing, both to protect our citizens and our law enforcement officers. So I think it's great.
Great point.
And I will echo that 100%.
All right. Well, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And any opposed? All right, rule that passes unanimously. And we are on to 5G.
All right. 5G. Oops. Okay. Another request from the Ute Tribe for 350,000. This is to ensure that critical business functions remain operational. It's IT offsite storage and business con for business continuity and redundancy. And just again, it's like IT infrastructure offsite so that they can continue in the case of a hardware failure or natural disaster or any kind of like cybercrime, that kind of thing.
Okay. And any questions or anything else you'd like to add from the business committee?
I would just like to add that through this funding, also, you know, we've been kind of getting a lot of hacking with the business, and then it's hard when we have to correct it, and then it takes some funding to get it back into perspective again to get the business going again. And it's kind of coming on. I don't know if everybody else gets that throughout time to time. And then with their data is we're kind of like outdated, so we really need to kind of get it updated to time, and so that we could move forward as far as our software system and the IT system with their tribe.
Yeah, absolutely makes sense. So, yeah, appreciate this
I'll
one.
make a comment on that. We have 500 employees and we got 60 departments, so it's very critical to make sure that the tribe can conduct business during this time.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much for those comments. If there are no questions, I would accept a motion.
Larson will make that motion.
We have the motion. Do I hear a second?
One second.
All right, and a second from Commissioner Miles. Any discussion to that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And are there any opposed? All right, rule that passes unanimously. And that moves us on to 5H.
All right. 5H is a request from the Ute Tribe again for $75,000. Now, this is for improvements to the or for the Ute Indian Tribe Housing Department. This is operational technology updates. They're going to purchase software and increase their capacity with GIS capacity and with project management. And they may be able to process and to keep up their housing program.
All right. Are there any questions from board members or anything else our business committee members would like to add to that one?
Yeah, I'll make a comment. I have
Go ahead, Emmett.
about 60 homes for we have 10 homes per council member, and we've been doing that for about three, four times, and we got another additional 60 coming up. So it's very important to have the software to retain this information and be able to conduct business for tribal members.
Yes, understandable. And Councilwoman, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, in somewhat way, me coming on as counsel in this department, it really hasn't really been into the technology. It was more like the old way. So this will help us kind of upgrade as to how much homes that we need to have to provide for our tribal members, as well as taking track and also taking in the cost and the structure of each home. And then that would help us with the data system and telling us, like, this is going to be the cost of every project that's going out there, and this is what we have to go in on. So this would be very beneficial.
Yeah, sounds like a great project. So with that, are there any questions or a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Right, we have a motion from Commissioner Larson. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
And a second from Commissioner Miles. Is there any discussion to that motion? All right. If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And are there any opposed? Hearing none, rule that passes unanimously. And our final item of business is to now adjust the master contract for these items that have been approved. So, Paul, do you just want to explain that to us?
Yeah, so I was requested to put these new items from the Ute Tribe onto the master contract, and to do that, we need to amend it. And this is just to kind of keep everything, I think, pretty clean, that we just make another motion to make that amendment to the master contract to put the funds sufficient for these projects into the master contract for the Ute Tribe.
All right. Any questions about that? If not, I would accept a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion
second.
From Miles and a second from Commissioner Larson. Any discussion to that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And are there any opposed? All right. And that also passes unanimously. Well, that brings us to the end of our business for this meeting. The only item left is to schedule a next meeting. Paul, did you have any suggested dates that you were looking at?
Yeah, I had a brief text with Kevin, and he mentioned in July, and I think we need to get one probably sooner than that, with the next trimester, so April, May, June timeframe.
What about?
Oh, I'm sorry, Evan. You must not have, we responded back to you for May. We could do the 7th, 14th, or 21st, and we'd be glad to host it at UBank.
Oh, but that'd be great. May would be awesome.
Or June's not a good month because you've got closeouts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But what about May 14th? Does that work for everyone if we did it in the afternoon about the same time? Say 1 o'clock-ish in Roosevelt?
I'm good with it.
I'm good with it.
I think that works great for me.
All right.
So, Emmett, chicken pot pie for the rest of you. Beef with you. And you better show up or I'll send it to you again. Do you understand? Is it okay, Evan, if we tell them they can come and get their plates ready? We'll start the meeting at 1, but come and get everything, get food and be eating and having a little bit of a fun time prior to starting the meeting.
I think that is a fantastic idea.
And Emmett, bring your jokes.
Hey, last time I didn't attend and Hillary brought me the food.
That's right. You think I was going to let you get away with it, didn't you?
Well, thank you.
You are welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Lori, for offering to host. We really appreciate that. And thanks to everyone for attending. This is such a great group, and I really appreciate the work you're doing. And it's great to see the progress on these different items. And so I'm going to look forward to seeing you all in person on the 14th. With that, I would accept a final motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Thank you so much, Councilman. A motion to adjourn, non-debatable. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right. We are adjourned. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thanks, thank
you. You guys have a good one.
Thank you all.
Yep. Mm-hmm.